often the arts are among the first things to go when the economy tanks. Things are no different in Spain. The country's government is focused on slashing its budget right now. So it's not a particularly good time to try and start a new classical ballet company. Yet that's exactly what a renowned dancer is trying to do in Barcelona. And as the world's Jerry Haddon reports, he's on the verge of pulling it off.
Okay, so imagine you're a soloist with one of the world's best ballets. You've been there for years, the pay's great, the travel, the company is established and stable. And then you hear about this startup, the first new major classical ballet in a generation, anywhere in the world. Funding for it is uncertain, and it's setting up shop in Spain, whose economy is in tatters. What do you do?
I just came to a time where I thought it was good to make a change.
British dancer Aaron Robinson was with the Birmingham Royal Ballet for 6 years. Fine, Robinson's peer said. Change if you want. But Spain?
Well, at first they were trying to convince me not to. They told me that in Spain the crisis was really bad and that, you know, especially with the arts, that's the first thing that they cut the funding on. And if any companies were going to go down, it was going to be the smaller ones. But I was like, fair enough, but I'm just going to give it a go anyway.
Because how often do big league classical ballet troupes spring up these days? The kind that attract top shelf dancers and great reviews? The answer, basically, they don't.
It's really exciting. You feel like you're contributing to this new project. And, you know, I just really hope that it gets the support it should because, you know, Paris, London, they all have big companies. I don't see why Barcelona shouldn't. It's should be up there with the top companies, you know.
Actually, Ballet of Barcelona is, in a way. It has achieved critical acclaim in just 4 years, mainly because of one guy, Ángel Corella, a Spaniard himself. He's the founder and artistic director. A lot of Americans might know him, too. He danced as a soloist with the American Ballet Theater in New York for 16 years. One day around 2001, he says, he realized he wanted to come home, start his own company. The problem was the funding. In the U.S., he says, it's much easier.
In America, for example, there are like hundreds of ballet companies, so it's not something that you have to make them discover or make them understand. Here, we had to start from the beginning.
One problem in Spain is that the arts get little support from the private sector because companies can't write off donations as they can stateside. Nor has there been support from the national government, which already funds a modern national dance troupe. Initially, help did come from a regional government in central Spain called Castilla y León. It lent Corella an empty castle, but it didn't work out. For starters, Corella says, a lot of people just didn't get ballet. One public official asked if they could sew the government logo on the women's tutus. Then, Corella says, the economic crisis hit. The funding dried up.
I think starting this company at this time of crisis is, and a lot of the times you feel like you just want to leave it because it's just so much work, so much money and so much effort to put into this project. But at the same time, when you see the company on stage and you see the happiness and you see the energy of the dancers, it just pays you back because it's exactly what you did this for.
Corella says he got his 65 dancers into life rafts and made it to Barcelona, where again, the local government gave them a nice big rehearsal space. But it's still not permanent. Negotiations for a long-term home are ongoing, and the crisis continues to complicate things. But in the meantime, the Ballet of Barcelona has come into its own. A couple of weeks ago, the company held its final dress rehearsal for Swan Lake in Barcelona's Liceo Opera House. As a new ballet, Corella's company has attracted dancers from all over the world. But one of the company's main goals was to bring Spanish dancers home. There are nearly 400 Spaniards dancing as principals or soloists in ballets around the world, like Ana Calderón. She was with the Zurich Opera till Corella offered her a job. From a very young age, she says, at ballet school, they told us that if we wanted to dance classical ballet professionally, we'd have to emigrate. And that always bothered me. As a Spaniard, I want to live in my own country. Corella is starting two ballet schools to foster future talent, one here in Barcelona, another up the coast a couple of hours. But again, the main challenge is money. For now, the Ballet of Barcelona depends mostly on box office sales. Shows are sold out. Right before the opening performance of Swan Lake, a local ballet lover named Elisa Jimenez waited outside the opera house doors. She said she thought it was absurd that Spain has gone so long without a classical company. I like the ballet, she said. I was a ballet dancer myself. The truth is, our lack of a national ballet really stands out to me as a problem. It's like a missing piece in our culture. Or was, if all goes according to plan. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Get a peek at the ballet company's last rehearsal of Swan Lake before they open their doors to the public. Jerry sent us a backstage video. That's at theworld.org.